forsaken me.
That's a woman on Radio 1. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
Tired.
Yeah. And Rachel, how are you?
Feel rubbish.
Yeah. You look rubbish.
Mm. I blame you.
I blame me too. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Only joking, I feel great. I'm like Tony the Frosty's tiger. I'm great. You do look rubbish though, Rach.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's just what I want to hear.
It's only the hair and the eyes.
I don't think I've brushed it today, actually.
Well, the eyes.
My eyes, obviously. Obviously,
Dave, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not quite as tired as I was making out, but I'm not quite as perky as I'd like to be.
It's because you had a power nap?
I did. I just had a nap upstairs for 20 minutes. I'm all over the place.
Crazy, man.
Today is bacon sandwich day.
We'll tell you all later about last night. Went out for my birthday. But just to explain how bad it was, Dave left the pub at leave the pub time, and 20 minutes later he's having a beer and a kebab somewhere else.
I found a late night kebab and beer joint with Dominic. And it's all Dominic's fault because he'd insisted on getting chips and gravy on the way home. So I said, I know somewhere. So we went down there. We decided to eat in, which is a really stupid idea, rather than take it home in the cab. And then they came over and said, would you like a drink? Yeah, 3 cans of lager, please.
That, by the way, is the place where I've told my girlfriend, if she ever catches me drinking there, she has to leave me immediately because it's all downhill. When you feel the need to drink in the back room of a kebab shop, it's time to give up the drink.
I tell you what, you get some proper unsavouries in there, late doors.
Mate, they're all nutters in there.
I was about to say, I've been there.
Honestly, the sort of people that drink in there are bad news.
Yeah. Drink is their best friend, isn't
it? Yeah. It was me, Dominic and Tim from Accounts, and we're probably the most sensible people in there.
That is quite worrying. Right, so 7:03. On Monday it was Ray Stubbs, yesterday it was Abby Titmus, but who is reading our sports news today? Well, it's an ex-legend. And you will find out who they are in just a few minutes. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. That's the Chemical Brothers on Radio 1, Galvanize. There's Dave.
Hello.
And Dominic.
Hello.
So, who is our very special guest sport reader? Dominic, would you like to tell everybody who it is?
He's a legend, and he's here. Garth Crooks.
Yes! Hi, Garth.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hi. Are you nervous?
I'm so nervous. Radio 1, I'm here, I've made it. Oh, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Well, listen, you might not be here all morning if you screw up the first one.
Oh, tell me that.
You'll be great. Listen, he can't be any worse than Stubbsy. Only joking. Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Ready for it.
All right, okay, good. We'll play the Red Hot Chili Peppers in a second and LL Cool J with Hush. Let's get some news and sports. Just got 7:01.
The Queen won't be at the royal wedding. And in sport, a good night for Liverpool, but a totally different story for Arsenal. Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles will bear more snows on the way, and it's going to be cold everywhere. It's almost exactly 7:05.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garth Crooks.
Very smooth.
And this is obviously in honor of you. 6 o'clock on Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming, local country station. Hey. Blaring on a radio, picking. Is that Garth?
It's fantastic.
That's you.
I can't tell you how nervous I am.
That's you, man.
Hey, you sounded great.
Did you know Garth was a singer?
I didn't know. I'm enjoying your work.
This is him.
Mm-hmm.
This is you.
Did you know that they thought I was going to actually be performing in Stoke-on-Trent at Vicky Orr? They thought he was actually me.
It's true. It's a true story.
You're Stoke-on-Trent for you.
That's right. I can say that. I used to live there. Oh, yeah. Garth Crooks and Garth Brooks. Now, that's a combination I want to see.
Have them doing news and sport.
Yeah, Children in Need. Get you on there.
I'm up for it.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Any kind of work, you greedy man. That's really annoying, that.
Keep the text coming.
I hate country music. So you're right then, so you wouldn't come out with us last night because you were scared of being hung over this morning.
Absolutely. I have to say, I'm very impressed with the way you look this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's your mate. Dave, looks a little bit on the peaky
side. I told you, I just had a power nap upstairs, and it's not done me any favours, Mr. Crooks.
In actual fact, I think I woke you up when I came into the...
You did? Rachel goes, quick, he's here, and I'm like, ooh.
That's nice first impressions, isn't it?
That was your fault then last night, that you dragged Dave up to get chips and gravy.
Absolutely not my fault.
I was... To explain, last night Dominic stayed at my house because he lives too far out of London.
I was in the Sky Lounge.
As we left the pub, he stayed in the Sky Lounge last night.
But I think what is very funny, I heard you and Dave talking earlier about the, if you find yourself in a kebab shop late at night,
Dave's fault.
And you happen to be drinking in that kebab shop, it's very, very dangerous.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's not just like drinking a can of lager like some kind of deviant in the corner while you're waiting at the counter. It's like a proper restaurant and bar discotheque.
No, Dave, that's exactly what it's like, Dave. Right? Here's how the place looks, right? You go up and you queue for your kebab. You get your kebab. By the way, they're brilliant kebabs.
They are.
They're proper dirty kebabs, right? As Sophie calls them. Proper Donna and grease and everything. So you get your kebab. And you leave. That's what you do. Now, if you start going downwards in your life, there's a few chairs, there's a few, like, chairs. You know, like the old wimpy bars used to have the little, what would you call them?
Little stools, like plastic stools.
No, not stools, but the little benches with the tables. You know, snugs or whatever you call them.
What they actually have, so just to interrupt, is that the chairs or the stools, they're actually normal chairs and they've just removed the back off them, which I presume is to stop you, you know, hitting people around the head with
them. Well, there's that. So if you either get your kebab and leave, or if you're really bad, you stay and have a beer and eat your kebab. Yeah. If it's absolutely the end of the line for you, you go back through the little back door and you end up in the little room where the only light is candlelight, which is so romantic. It's like a romantic, drunk romantic night. You get all these kind of drunk men just sitting there with cans of Stella going, with little candles in front of them.
There's some proper wrong-uns in there, late doors.
It's like a drunk vigil.
There's a bloke called Dougie in the corner last night who looked a bit worse for wear, I think.
He's recovering well.
How do you know he's called Dougie?
Dougie! That's what he said over and over again.
To himself.
I'd imagine that's his name.
Oh, man.
It's great. Go in, you know, have a kebab, sit down, have a beer. It's brilliant.
But your fault, trying to get chips and gravy at, you know, silly hours.
They were nice chips and gravy, too.
Well, anyway.
Very good.
I'm glad that everybody's still alive. Rachel, where are all our jingles gone?
Alec moved them.
Where?
I don't know.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to start to play the box standard Viva Stab straight into the record. Are you ready for that?
I think so.
All right, here we go then. 8 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Baby, hush.
Hush, baby, hush. Yeah, yeah, LL Cool J, hush.
Hush, baby, I'm let you know.
16 minutes past seven. It's Thursday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday.
It feels like Thursday, doesn't it?
Sure was. Wednesday. Shut up, Garth. Laughing at me. It's the 23rd of February, 2005.
So, did you have a nice birthday then, all in?
Yeah, great, man.
Yeah?
Brilliant.
Nice day, nice afternoon. Went for lunch, didn't we?
We did. All the team went for lunch after the show yesterday. It was a little bit, even for my standards, it was a bit incestuous, the show yesterday, but thank you very much for playing along, everyone. And I thought it was good.
Yeah?
Prizes galore and so much more. And you did a very good job, Rachel, of holding it all together without a panic.
Thank you, Chris.
Don't walk in there, this way.
I felt like I was conducting an orchestra yesterday.
It's like you were directing traffic in Italy.
Like, no, you go that way.
I'm looking through the glass trying to work out what's going on. Rachel's flapping.
No, I wasn't.
Last night you were looking in the glass trying to work out what's going on.
I was all right last night. That was very well behaved.
So we went for lunch yesterday, had a nice lunch. Dave booked a lovely little favourite place of mine. It's like a ribs restaurant. It's all burgers and American ribs and that kind of place.
It's like a diner, isn't it?
Genuine American place. But it's not like... it's not like those American diners that you get in, like, Meadow Hall or whatever. But it's like... proper little ribs place, which is great. And I said to Dave before we went there, I said, have you checked the menu for Jocelyn? For what? You know Jocelyn, vegetarian, bearing in mind we're going to a meat restaurant. And Dave's face drops and he just goes, yeah. Actually, never really thought about that.
But it turns out...
I'm sure there'll be something for her.
Yeah, but it's not just Jocelyn. Natasha, who also works on the show, she's a total vegetarian. Yeah. And then, of course, there's Dom, although he's okay because he's a vegetarian that eats fish, duck and chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like Dom as well, but I don't eat duck.
That's all right, they don't do duck.
They don't do any duck, actually, do they?
Flame-grilled duck.
And a Caesar salad or something, they're all right down the end.
Just a Caesar salad.
Caesar salad, please, for me, Natasha.
We're all eating ribs and everything, and they're all, like, you know, loaded up with lettuce.
We're like eating kind of proper caveman meat, you know. Just chewing it right off the animal. And then afterwards, I had a lovely cake, which the team had brought. And it was a very special A-Team van birthday cake in the shape of the A-Team van. It's brilliant. Which I believe was taken back to work. And enjoyed by many people.
I know.
Because I wouldn't have eaten it. It was huge, massive cake. We all had a little bit. And I noticed that there's still a half-eaten piece on Joe Wiley's desk.
I know, I noticed that.
Yeah. But very nice. So thank you, who made that? Who did that for us?
It's on the text list.
Memory Lane. Yes, it was very nice. 18 birthday cake. Thank you.
It's great, that.
And then went home, had a little kip for a bit. And then a couple of friends came round and we had a walk to the pub. And had a few beers in the pub last night. It was really nice. Comedy Dave came and Dominic Byrne and Rachel came. And Alad didn't bother. Jocelyn couldn't bother.
Hey, where was Alad last night?
Alad was at the Will Smith premiere in London.
What, in a works capacity?
Yes.
Yeah. Glad for our winners. Edith Bowman popped ahead in. My mate Kevin was there. My mate Paul was there. My mate Martin. Sandy, who makes our jingles, was there. It was lovely. Manny from Primal Scream and the Stone Roses, he was there.
Ray Stubbs was there.
Sadie Frost was there. Sue Cook was there. It was, honestly, it was like a panto in a pub.
But the man that everybody wanted to get to with all these famous faces was Ray Stubbs. He was at the bar. People are pointing, going, is that Ray Stubbs? Manny goes up to him and they're chatting away, and I thought that's a very surreal moment, looking at those two having a beer at the bar, Manny from Primal Scream and Ray Stubbs.
And you know who missed out? Garth Crooks.
Yep.
Garth Crooks, because he wanted to have a clear head for this morning. I said Stubbs, I went, is Crooks going to come? And he went, well... First he said yes, then he said no, then he went, well, what time is it? And he said, well, maybe. And then he goes, I know what's going on here. You're going to get me really, really drunk, aren't you? So I'm rubbish on the show. Yeah. Well, I might be there. I don't know. Oh, well, he's not coming then, is he? And he didn't.
He did, to be fair. He did send his apologies beforehand.
Yeah. Yellow belly. Chicken. Garth Chicken. That's what his new name is. Yeah, well, you wave that white flag. Hey, we're on till 10. We're only 20 minutes in, Crooksy. He's an ex-Spurs legend.
I know he is, yeah.
Oh, he's a Spurs ex-legend. One or the other. By the way, Mr. Crooks, I apologise. We're in Cork. Come here for a second. I need to apologise to Mr. Crooks.
That's right, yeah, because...
And it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
It isn't, because I have already apologised on our behalf, but let's do it again. Okay.
Hello, Mr. Crooks.
Hello, sir.
Yellow belly. Now, let me apologise. On Sunday, I was in Kinsale in County Cork in Ireland on a surprise birthday treat with my girlfriend and lots of my mates, including Dave. And Sunday, we're sitting in this tiny little sleepy little Irish pub and the football's on and the Spurs result comes up on the screen and I'm like, what? Didn't we talk to Garth Crooks about going to that game? And Dave goes, oh, right, yeah. Sorry, completely forgot.
Live on Radio 1,
yeah,
by the way.
Exactly, on the show. Dave goes, completely forgot about that, yeah. Yeah, Garth invited us, and Spurs invited as well, and said they'd look after us and we'd be there guests and we're there. Yeah, and I said that we couldn't go because we're here. Completely forgot to tell you. Right. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but I don't... Hey, listen, Garth and I had a conversation. We'd sorted the whole thing out. I apologised because I'd messed my dates up and I said thank you very much to you and also please say thank you very much to Tottenham as well, and we'd love to do it on another occasion.
I could have been hanging out with, the one and only Mr. Keane.
Oh, all those guys.
The legend, and instead I'm sitting in a boozer with you.
Just be quiet for a second. We're in the box. I know it's your show, just be quiet
You'll
for
be
a second.
You'll be in a bloody box in a minute.
Right, so where we are, in an executive box at White Hart Lane, and everybody's saying to me, where's Chris and Dave?
Oh, don't.
Embarrassing.
No.
And then I take my seat, look over my shoulder, and who's there? Andy from Blue.
Hey, there isn't an Andy in Blue.
There isn't an Andy in Blue.
Is there not?
No!
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't a bloke in a city shirt.
He must
was
have
it a guy in wearing blue?
He must have been a ringer.
And who's Andy in
Andy
blue?
Andy in blue.
Well, he had Spike. He looked like a rock star.
Hey, there's Lee from Blue. There's Duncan from Blue.
Simon.
There's Simon.
And who's the other
one?
Derek.
It
was a white guy.
Okay, well, that's
the black guy.
Not Simon.
So that's three.
Anthony's the other one, isn't
Anthony.
He? The Greek lad.
Yeah. Oh, it was Anthony.
He's the one who looks like he drives the van.
Yeah, he's a Spurs fan,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Anthony. I do apologise.
So he was there as well? I tell you what, Dave, I'll take it back. Thank God we're in Cork in a pub instead. Do you know what I mean? God's sake. Excuse me, are you Andy from Blue?
No.
You are, aren't you? Right, Crux is back with a sport in 6 minutes. It's 7:24. No. The Malicious and Don't Play Nice on Radio 1. 7:26. It's almost 7:27. It will be 7:27 when Dave says now. Now.
All right, good, lovely.
Dominic has the news. Garth Crux is reading the sport today. We'll have them on next after Snow Patrol.
Please don't go crazy if I tell you the truth. Hide from my pride.
Check out them bad boy timings.
Nice pips.
Hey, thanks very much. Like Gabby Timmons. Right, it's Snow Patrol and How to Be Dead. Coming up, Natasha Bedingfield and that Hey Now exhibit record, which is good. And what else is on the show today? Red Nose Rally stuff. We're going to do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, because we didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, so we'll do that again today. And if you like rugby, we have tickets to something called the Six Nations. It's going to be huge. You mark my words, Dave. It's a brand new thing they just brought out for rugby.
Different countries playing each other and stuff.
Do you know what it is, Dave? It's basically five different countries all battling it out. So we'll give tickets away for that later on. I'll tell you how in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:30.
And the main... On road travel, Dominic Byrne.
Just gone 7:35.
Very well read, Mr. Crew. You're getting better.
I'm not so nervous. I'm so nervous. I mean, just to be in the company of superstars.
Stop being nervous. Listen, maybe I can help you out with nerves.
I'm sort of normally working with people like Ray Stubbs, and
Well, listen, I've got a message for you.
Mark Lawrence and people like that. It's just not the same.
You're going to love this.
Go on.
Are you ready? Yeah. There's a message for you.
Hi, Garth, it's Abby here. I thought you might need a few professional tips on reading sports today, because you might find it a bit difficult. Chris can be a bit of a handful, so watch out for that. My advice would be to read it nice and slowly, put on a really posh kind of telephone voice, and just laugh at Chris a lot. Oh, and don't wear a bra.
There you go.
Hey, tips that's and handful in her advice.
Tits there. Wasn't wearing a bra yesterday.
Well,
I like the fact that she's called me a handful.
Mm.
You know, without that bra on yesterday, Jesus, amazing, she didn't trip herself up. I tell you.
It's true.
It's true. Nice girl.
And she was a nice girl.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, yeah. And you would. But, you know.
Defo.
You've got to be honest. Defo.
That was a throwback to last night in the whatever show. All right.
Doug. Dougie.
Great.
So there's just some random drunk man sitting in the kebab house last night shouting his own name.
He's obviously just remembered his name. And he was very delighted at the news.
Dougie.
Great. That's him.
Many people have been, not many, one person has texted in saying, who is Garth Crux?
Serious?
And I'm thinking, well...
Where's he been for
how would you...
35 years.
How would you describe yourself to someone who doesn't know who the legend is?
Oh, 6'2", very dark, handsome, great voice, sort of thing.
Deluded.
Slightly.
Yeah.
You're not 6'2", either, are you?
Well, just 5'9".
Yeah.
Ish. Right.
I'm going to say, if you're 6'2", we're 6 foot.
Yeah.
And how do you know Nelson?
Oh, well.
Nelson, by the way, for those of you who don't know, he's writing the sport today. He's working on the sport. He's like sport editor.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
I came into the studio, I said, I know you. Where do I know you from? And we both assumed it was Radio 5 Live. Well, in actual fact, Nelson very kindly used to fill my grocery bags in a store on the Finchley Road. And I said... how are you? You've suddenly... You're at Radio 1. How's that happened? The last time I saw you, you're on the Finchley Road packing my bag. You're now at Radio 1 working for two of the big radio superstars.
I'm Dom.
And Dom, of course. So there you go, that's why I came across Nelson.
And he's I see that he has a record in front of him.
Yes. Do we need to talk about that?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you win that in to get his sign, Nelson?
It's a long time ago.
He's a big fan. Nelson's a big fan.
Is he a big Spurs fan?
He's a Liverpool fan.
It was top 20.
Look at that.
Oh, please, don't.
You'll be. We don't have record players in the AV place here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What should we do?
Oh, you.
Dave, tell everybody what it is.
It's a Tottenham Hotspur FA Cup final squad, 1980-1981, Aussie's dream record.
There were worse FA Cup final songs than that, by the way.
Yeah, not many.
I can't think of one off
the top of
my head. Is there supposed to be a heart drawn around the head of Glenn Hoddle on the team photo on the back?
Apparently Nelson's girlfriend liked Glenn Hoddle very much, apparently. So, yeah, really? It's a bit of a giveaway, yeah.
Do you think Nelson looks like Will Smith from his early days of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He does, I thought that yesterday.
He does, man. You know what I mean?
Very embarrassing.
Let's have a look.
There you go.
Are you on it, Mr. Cruxton?
I'm there, yes. You perhaps might recognise me. I'm just a sort of just a couple of pounds lighter there.
Oh, my God, look at you. Stood next to some fellow looks like he's in a grumble wheeze. No, the guy with the glasses, is that? Who's that, Dave?
Don't know.
Probably the...
Who's that?
Oh, it was the kit fella.
Oh, there you go.
Make up the numbers.
I thought I recognised him somewhere. It's the kit man of Spurs from 1980-1981. What was I thinking? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him now when I was, like, 5 years old. Oh, Mr. Kitman. Right, it's 7:40 already. Good morning from Radio 1.
Could be the wash.
It's, 7:47, it's exhibit, and we can't even talk about it on the air because it's your rules. We don't discuss that topic on the air.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's 7:47. When do we get to talk about it, Rach?
I don't mind when you talk about it.
Okay, now then.
I don't know if we should. I don't know if we should leave it. I think we should set a date and a time, right, and trail it for, like, an entire week.
Might Rachel's finish by then.
Rachel's big announcement.
Well, let's do it now.
No. No, man, you can't just throw it away.
Oh, but it's a nice story attached to it.
Coming soon, the big news.
Even got pictures. Have a look at this one. Right? I know this means nothing to you at home, and I apologise, but
yeah,
for those in the studio, right, don't you think? Hey, dead ringer.
I'll just say it, and then we can get it over and done with.
Okay. Rachel's having an affair with Rui Costa. Right.
Well, she's not.
And I met him last night. Amazing.
Rachel.
Came to our local boozer.
He'll be asleep anyway, so he won't be listening.
Are we allowed to refer to him as your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Rachel's going out with Rui Costa.
Rachel's boyfriend is an absolute dead ringer. I'm in the pub last night, and I've only met Rachel's boyfriend once, and he's a lovely fella.
Can I just stop you for a moment? Millions of male hearts all over the UK have just been broken. Boyfriend!
But we met him once. We met him at the Athlete gig a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And, as I say, met him very briefly. Nice guy. And then, so the second meeting last night, and again, said hello, and we're all chatting, whatever. And at one stage, I'm at the bar, and I look over, and you know when you're kind of thinking, you look like somebody, and I can't think who it is. And then it dawns on me, he's the absolute spit of Rui Costa, the Portuguese footballer. And I nudge Ray Stubbs, and I say, don't you think, like, Rachel's boyfriend looks like Rui Costa? He goes, yeah, he's dead ringer.
Is it Rui Costa?
No. Yeah, and then Dave told him when he went to the loo.
No, but yeah, we spoke in the lavatory.
And what did he say? Did he go, I get that all the time?
Well, no, he did. Because I said, has anyone ever told you look like a footballer? And he goes, you mean Rui Costa? And I said, yeah.
Is he a football fan?
I don't know, is he?
Yeah, Sports Spurs.
Oh, so he's not a football fan then?
You get him Garth.
Hey, Garth, it's a joke, man.
You get him Garth's autograph, yeah. You know?
To Rui, lots of love, Garth.
We can.
Let's get him a Spurs shirt with Costa on the back.
No, but then they'll think it's Anthony Costa from Blue, won't they? Or Andy Costa.
Andy Costa.
Guts, mate.
Oh, dear. So, Rachel's all loved up.
Hey.
Let's see how that's gone down on the text messages.
Off the market.
What, it's not off the market.
What isn't off the market?
It isn't.
Sorry, fellas.
your faces.
I was just looking at the text reaction.
This text message comes in from Bob. Can you ask Garth if he remembers a guy called Charlie in Slough? The squad used to visit him, and I lived opposite and saw them very often, being a Spurs fan since. Yeah. No, says Garth. Right, there we go. Next. Have you got a bizarre Garth question? Text it to 81199. Hi, Garth. I once saw you play at White Hart Lane when you played another team, and I waved. Do you remember me? Yeah, Garth says yes, he does, yeah. Right, here we go. Here they come now. Boyfriend? Boyfriend? That's my life over then. I'm going to fancy Carrie now. I'm upset. Dave in Derby. See the one underneath that text message? Just says, boyfriend. Tosser.
Can't say that.
We can say that. Oh, pancakes. My life is over. I was sure she'd be a... No, I won't read that.
Legend.
No, look at the photo on the website, by the way, of Rachel and Abby Titmus.
Oh, awful picture.
Heartbroken, they're saying. Really gutted.
Someone's texting, lucky cow.
Has he bought you a sofa?
No, but my sofa's arriving soon.
He's got the same wage as Rui Costa. Has he bought you MFI?
Gutted, says Jim and Essex.
DFS?
Hey? MFI?
Make my own sofa.
Anyway, right, it's 9 minutes to 8. And we'll talk about the Red Nose Rally in just a bit. And also, Rob DJ's pub quiz is coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. When should we open the lines?
Now?
You ready to open the lines, Jocelyn? Right, we need a boy and we need a girl, a man or a woman. If you would like to support the boys or the girls on Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, which he does for real in one of my local pubs every Monday night. And then we do the questions normally on Tuesday, but we didn't because it was my birthday show yesterday. So if you fancy being on and playing along with us, 5 questions from Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, which Rachel will read out. You know, lovely quiz, Mistress Royce.
Yeah.
Costa lover. 08700 100 100 08700 100 100.
I hope Garth's got his thinking cap on.
Oh yeah, you'll be doing the pub quiz with us.
As your general knowledge, Mr. Crooks.
Yeah. Drink while you think. That's a new rule today, just for Garth only. Right, so we do that. 08700 100 100. Lovely, 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 lovely. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah. It's excellent.
Shapeshifters.
Yeah, excellent.
Pull up to Lotus theme. Or Back to Basics.
Sounds like a TV theme tune though, doesn't it?
Love, exciting and new. Oh, so long together, forgot how you make me feel. Tired of each other, we drifted further up. Be good night for a good name for a club night, that.
What?
Back to Basics.
Yeah, it would actually. It's a nice ring to it.
Shapeshifters, new song. I like that. It's out the 14th of March. Thanks, Rach.
Love, exciting and new.
New.
Gotta sing new.
I have an idea for Comic Relief.
What's that?
What? To raise money, yeah, to get you to sing Love Boat and people have to pay for it.
On a barge.
Or you could go and perform somewhere. What do you think? Okay.
Are you on glue?
No. I'm just thinking about money and how we can raise it.
You're money crazy, Rachel. It's Red Nose Rally coming up. It's going to be very exciting.
Nice mix.
Thanks. Tried to mix it in, but...
It didn't really work, but... Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. It does. What's that sound like? What does string sound like on that? It's a TV thing.
But ain't no stopping us now.
No, it's not. Well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I'll tell you exactly. Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
Moving. Moving. So long together. Anyway, there you go. Back to Basics, Shapeshifters. I like that. It's good.
Playing it again?
Yeah, just underneath while I get ready for the trail. It's 3 minutes to 8.
On BBC Two, meet Sir Alan Sugar. He's an uncompromising on BBC Two.
Thanks, by the way, to all the thickos, not getting the irony in me saying, wow, you should have a nightclub night called Back to Basics. People text him and go, Chris, honestly, you won't believe it. In Leeds a couple of years ago. Yes, I know. Thanks. It's kind of why we said it.
Our humour's too sophisticated for some people,
you know,
isn't
I'm
it?
Telling you.
Big thing.
2 minutes to eight. Listen to that locked-up track. I'm steady trying to find them.
I'm feeling that, aren't you, Garth Crooks?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah.
Is it Acorn, Rachel?
Mm.
Yes. Acorn.
Not Acorn.
No.
Acorn.
And locked up.
No, I've worked it out. It wasn't Andy. It was Handy Anthony.
What?
Is that Handy Anthony.
It's Anthony.
Says, Garth, stop drinking, man, between bulletins. Flying? You know what I mean? No. Somebody just said, does... sing this track. No, he doesn't. No. Can I say that on the air?
No.
Really?
No.
No, okay.
Ever.
I'll play that for you if you're soon to be locked up. It's, Green Day coming up after the news of sport. And Bubba Sparks.
Oh, I love him.
Ugly! Look at that. So we'll play for Dominic.
Thank you. He's the best of all the Bubbas.
What, Sparks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Much better than Ranks.
That's Bubbler Rank.
Oh, okay.
Not Bubba.
Look at the time, Dave.
Bubbler.
He's the best of all the Sparks.
Exactly, yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
All right, please. So, Green Day in a second, and Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Do you need more callers? Charles, are you all right? You're fine? All right, good. So we'll do that in a second. Let's get some news and some sport from Dominic and Garth. It's 2 minutes past eight.
The Queen won't be at the royal wedding, and in sport, a great night for Liverpool, but a grim time for Arsenal in the Champions League. The Queen won't be there when her son says, I get some snow, and it's going to be cold everywhere as well. Just gone 5 minutes past eight.
Andy and Stafford's texted in, saying, morning, Chris. Can Garth mention the big Stoke win last night? By the way, you can keep Ricketts. No, you're all right. you're all yours, son. I was really hoping Blackwell might do a 2-for-1 and you get Brian Dean as well. It's only a month, don't worry. I'll have words with them, see if we can extend it for you. I mean, first of all, we gave them 50 pence, Ed. Tubes.
Hello. Now
Ricketts. I mean, the next person we're thinking about sending to Stoke is a fellow who cleans the boots. You can have him if you want.
Hey, he's an international that... Ricketts, you know.
Michael Ricketts, yeah.
He's a top bloke.
He was a great player.
He'll be all right, though.
For a season, wasn't he?
Yeah, playing for the candy red and white stripes, the Potters. He'll be all right, don't worry.
Good. I hope he is. No, seriously, I've got a bit of soft spot for Stoke because I used to live there, and so I hope Michael Ricketts does very well for Stoke.
But not against
Leeds. Obviously nothing to the fact that if he does well, then he won't come back to Leeds. You know what I mean?
Harsh. He's going through a bad patch, isn't he?
It's not harsh. It's not harsh, seriously. It's like a lump of lead in a lease strip.
You never struck me as a hard man, Mr. Morris.
Do you know, I can't play for... The stewards at Elland Road have the hardest job of any steward in any... And I don't care who you are. Talking about people getting on the pitch of the games over the weekend. Forget that. You know, there may have been trouble between this team and that team. Stewards at Elland Road have the hardest job in the world. To stop frustrated fans from going, sod this, I'm playing. Let me on. So you can't. People turn up in the boots with a strip and a coat on top.
I'm going, for this, get me on.
If Ricketts gets off that bench and starts warming up, I'm going down there. I'm getting on before him. You hear a groan around Elland Road. You know, you're sitting there, and we might be 1-0 up, or it might be 0-0 or whatever. You're sitting there going, all right, this is not too bad. You suddenly say, oh, God. And the nudges start. Ricketts is warming up, and the groan goes around Elland Road. Oh, God. You know. Don't worry, lads, we're 2-0 down, but he's bringing on Ricketts.
Spurs, they paid £11 million for him, you know.
Very true.
Hey, listen, if Spurs want him now... 10 million, do you a deal?
Really?
Yeah. 10 million.
Didn't they buy Rebrov instead, though, for 11 million?
Okay, all right.
Can I just say, now that I've slagged off Michael Ricketts, he will score, you know, he'll end up going to Stoke, being brilliant, and come back to Leeds and be a top scorer for the rest of the season.
You know
always
that.
Happens
you
that
know
way.
That.
He'll stick three past you, won't he?
But that's the one thing about, you know, it doesn't matter what team you support, it's the law that you get to slag off a player who plays for your team, and then after they scored one, you turn around to your mate and go, I told you, he'd be brilliant, get in, son.
I always said he was a good player.
Do you know what I mean?
I knew he'd come good, is the expression, isn't it?
I always said, didn't I? You said he was the rubbish. Hey? No, but I knew. Look at that. Hey, go on, Ricketts.
Blimey.
Anyway, you enjoying it, Garth Crooks?
I am loving it, yeah, yes. I've settled down now. I've made a fifth cup of coffee, and mm-hmm. I'm really sort of sparked.
So you went to the Spurs game on Sunday, so that must have been... Yeah, must have been the first Spurs game you've been to in a while.
Yeah, I think it was the third one I've been this season, because I'm in the studio Saturday, as you know. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. And you're probably the company.
Third time this season, you say?
Third time this season.
I've been to Spurs twice. I'm not even a Spurs fan.
I saw
a game against Norwich.
Yeah,
which was a great game, and I saw a real...
Mind you, you didn't miss much on Sunday.
Did I not?
It was a poor game.
Poor game. It's because I wasn't there. Last time I went was a really dull game. They played Arsenal. Mm. There's no goals in that. I thought it was boring.
No
really
atmosphere.
Boring.
How many? 9 goals, I think there were.
It's just boring.
Just dragged.
Is that all?
You know what I mean?
You've been in the studio too long, so there's too much going on here.
I tell you, it's boiling in here today.
It's boiling. Sorry about the air conditioner being knackered, Garth.
See, yesterday we had Abby Titmus on. We should have had it cold, but we had it hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think so.
You know, and now yourself, but you're in a big old woolly jumper. You're not hot.
No, I don't do
cold. I like that.
I don't do cold.
It's a nice jumper. You don't do fashion either, judging by the state of that. But it's nice. Is it Boxing Day already?
Stop it.
Hang on a second. Is it Boxing Day already? No, honestly, it's a really nice, it's really nice jumper. Yeah,
it's coming off.
Is it?
Hey,
look at that!
Look at that! You just don't care, do you?
But you've been working out, Garth Crooks, have you? Look at you, look a bit buff. Look at that!
Hey,
mind you, after what you were telling us earlier, that's because you've got to pack your own shopping these days. That's what it is, isn't it? Soon builds up the muscles in your arm, and you've got to carry it all the way to the car. Right, it's 8:10.
Dominic Byrne reads the news, and Carrie reads the sports. Joss is taking phone calls, and has the mail to sort. Rachel's here producing, there's Dave and Ali too. And Chris Moyles is the host of it, and he is really lovely.
Can't think of anything to rhyme.
That's rubbish.
It works.
The Chris Moyles Show, they're all lovely. National Radio 1.
Yeah, they're all lovely, Dave.
Were you in a rush? Hey, what was that?
That was the last... That was number 10 of 10 jingles I had to write.
They're all lovely.
They're all lovely. Yeah.
Hey, it works. Leave it alone. Go!
Don't copy me.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.
How did I do? What the hell did I just do there? How did I do that?
You knocked the panel off the wall.
I just walked into the door, caught a side of the wall, it came off.
Whoa.
Ow.
Hooligan.
I've just taken a panel off the wall. Crazy. Put your headphones on, Crooksy.
Right, it's on.
God, right. Blimey. Right. Have you stuck it back on?
I've just fixed it.
God. Some people made the studio, the same people who made my flat.
Yeah, we'll put the oven next to the fridge. That's a good idea.
Anyway. And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1. Ah, yes. Here's your host with the questions. It's Rachel going out with Rui Costa-Jones.
Good morning.
You got your text machine turned off, by the way. No cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Get it off. The machine, not you, Rich.
Playing today is myself, Chris Moyles. Hello. I'm 25 from Leeds. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
He's 33 from Hong Kong. Dominic Byrne, newsreader.
Hello.
49 from...
32.
Norwich. And Garth Crooks, 32, ex-Spurs legend.
Hello.
Ex-legend.
No need for that.
Do they love you at White Hart Lane?
Yes.
Really?
Aww. Sort of. They're very nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. They're even nice to me at Arsenal.
What?
They're even nice to me at Arsenal.
Rachel, are you ready?
I am. Okay. Playing. We've got the listeners' details.
Oh, yeah, sorry. For the boys is Andy from Grimsby, and he's a domestic appliance engineer for Comet.
All right.
Favourite appliance is a washing machine.
Mm.
Nice fact.
And for the girls is Natalie from Lincoln. She's a stay-at-home mum looking after Millie, who's 4, and Chloe, who's 2. And she turns 30 next month. If it snows today, she will probably build a snowman. That's good. Rachel.
Okay. 5 questions selected from Monday night's pub quiz. Number 1.
Can we turn our sheets over?
Yeah, can we turn
over? Number 1, you can turn your sheets
right,
over.
Thanks.
Now, question number 1. Who is the richest man in the world?
Is it Garth Crooks?
I'm not saying.
Is it Stubbsy?
You don't know them.
He was the richest man in the world.
I don't know.
Stop copying, Dominic.
I'm not even looking at you.
Need that one again? Who is the richest man in the world?
It's not Dominic, judging by what he's wearing today.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey?
What's wrong with that?
Do you know what I mean? I remember when they were in fashion, man.
This is all right, this. This is an emergency jumper that I bought because I didn't have anything else to wear the other day.
You bought it?
Yeah. Yes.
You bought that?
I didn't get, what do you mean, get given
what,
it?
Was it like in a 70s retro shop?
No, this is a high street retailer.
All right, whatever. Have you got that, Garth? Have you got an answer? Don't tell us, but have you got a...
Sort of.
Right.
Just guess. Just make it up with him. Right, number two.
Garth's really wide awake, but every so often he just makes really sleepy noises. Are you right there, Garth?
Question number two. Which former president of the USA was born in 1732, would have been 273 years old yesterday?
Oh, are you having a laugh?
Doesn't say of the USA, are you sure?
Yeah, I just added that in, yes. I just gave
president
you a clue there.
Who was born in 1732, so... Could have been present maybe when he was 17, 18. Doesn't help me.
You don't know anything about American
just
politics.
Guess.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, mate. I know the, you know, I even know them four people are whose faces are carved into the mountain.
Who are they?
What? Randy, Michael, Janet and Tito.
The Jackson Four, of course.
What?
Right. Question number three. Who makes a guest appearance in the Little Britain Comic Relief DVD dressed as a lady?
Easy.
Hey, you'll know this, Garth, won't you?
Easy, Garth. Easy, man. Hey, only a real div would get that wrong.
Thank you.
And the big four.
Question number four. Don't be nasty, Chris. We need him to do the next two sport bulletins.
Your tea go down the wrong way.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Question number four.
Yes.
Which is the largest planet in the solar system?
Do you know, I've had this question loads of times. I can never remember what the answer is.
You're not liking these today, are you?
No. These are real brain bogglers.
Brain bogglers?
Coming to your shop soon.
That's the kind of thing that, you know that quiz on Channel 5 that they do, the live quiz with the letters?
Yeah.
They have a girl on there who's well fit. They have another bloke on there who does it, and he's always like some real cheesy DJ, local radio, TV presenter, and he goes, all right, that's the kind of thing he'd say. All right, here we go then, eyes down, brain bogglers. Let's have a look at today's letters.
Right,
which is the largest planet in the solar system?
Yeah. Just guess. There's a few to choose from.
I don't. Well, I don't know. Tell me. I don't know.
No. Okay, question number five. Last one. Who won Olympic 100 metres... Wait a minute. Who won what?
Who won Olympic 100 metres gold for Britain in 1992?
Come on, Rach.
I asked the questions, Dave.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
Yeah, you
who
don't.
Who won Olympic 100 metres gold for Britain in 1992?
Mrs. Costa.
100 metre gold. Now, can I ask a question? Garth, you'll know. Is there a 100 metre... Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I was going to say...
Are you thinking it was swimming?
No, I was... Yeah, if there's 100... Yeah,
actually, you know, it could be, you know.
Yeah, but there's who won the gold for Britain, so...
It's athletics.
Yeah. It doesn't say athletics.
It could be any event. Is it male or female, but then it's whoever won the gold that year,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah,
it could be throwing.
I wouldn't have...
They'd say javelin for that or something.
A throwing competition, do you?
No, as it happens, you don't, but...
Right, I've got all my answers.
I'm done.
Do you need any of those repeating?
No. Garth, do you need any repeating?
No, I'm fine.
You got your name on the top of your sheet, Garth?
Do that.
Yeah, just to remind yourself.
Dave, underline.
Bottom.
Right, okay, answers after the next record.
All right, lovely, cool. Right, would you like to hear a beautiful song that was written all about Dominic, who reads our news?
Yes, I would, actually. Yeah.
Seriously, this will make you cry. Mm.
Makes me cry.
It's based on... what will be the new single from McFly for Comic Relief. This is all about Dominic. And it really is a beautiful, touching song. He don't need shampoo. He don't need shampoo. All about Dominic Byrne. He doesn't use shampoo. And I'm going to say... the vocals on that are amazing, aren't they, Garth?
Very, very good.
Yeah. What have you been listening with?
He's checking his sport.
He's not.
He is.
He's measuring planets.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yes.
And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
Representing the boys is Andy. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Chris.
How well do you think you've done?
Terrible.
Brilliant. Good lad. It's 5-1 to the girls so far this year. Natalie, morning.
Morning.
You're right. Oh, God, you sound rough.
I know.
Good Lord, love. Blimey.
Is it,
is it snowing then outside your house in Lincoln?
It is.
Is it snowmen day today then?
It is. My sister actually texted me after Joss gave you that and she said that I sounded like a puff.
Right.
I'm not really.
Right. Okay, that's nice. Sound like a puff, but I'm not though.
Morning.
That's great. Because of course, you know, I don't really get that.
Instead of saying I was a stay-at-home mum and building a snowman.
Yeah, but I know, but I just like, you know, I don't really get where your sister's coming from. She's driving down the road, she sees loads of snowmen. God, must be a lot of puffs living around here. What's the association?
Yeah, she's not very bright.
Anyway, it's not very PC to say that word anyway.
No.
Yeah. I like to call them the gays. It's not very insulting if you say that.
All right,
got to do these answers then. Right, Rach.
Right, okay.
Snowmen's round here in San Francisco. Oh, yeah.
Okay, question number one. Who is the richest man in the world? Chris, what'd you put?
Bill Gates.
Dom?
I had Bill Gates too.
Garth, what'd
Bill
you
Gates.
Put?
Bill Gates.
Dave?
The Sultan of Brunei.
That's all you put?
Yeah.
You're so stupid. Andy?
I didn't have a close-up of Chris Moyles.
Yeah, I wish.
And Natalie?
Bill Gates.
The correct answer was Bill Gates.
Yay!
I can't believe I'm the only person to put the Sultan down.
I can.
Okay, question number two. Which former US president, born in 1732, would have been 273 years old yesterday? Dave.
Abraham Lincoln.
Garth.
A. Lincoln.
Dom.
I put Washington.
Chris.
I put Lincoln.
Andy.
Lincoln.
Natalie.
George Washington.
The correct answer was George Washington.
Yay! Rubbish. Hey, you're doing rubbish, Andy.
I know.
You've got none.
And me.
Okay.
You're usually rubbish at it, though.
Shut up.
Okay, question number three. Who makes a guest appearance in the Little Britain Comic Relief DVD dressed as a lady? Andy.
Will Young.
Natalie.
Robbie Williams.
Dave.
Robbie Williams.
Garth.
R. Williams.
Oh, you didn't put that. What did you write down?
I haven't a clue.
What did you write down?
I did write down R. Williams.
Oh, did he?
Just a wild, wild
prompt. Well, you got it right.
A wild guess, a wild prompt.
The correct answer was Robbie Williams.
Hey!
Okay. Which is the largest planet in the solar system? Andy.
Jupiter.
Natalie.
Pluto.
No.
Chris.
I put Venus, but now I'm starting to think it's Saturn.
Dom.
I put Jupiter.
Garth.
Jupiter.
Dave.
Jupiter.
The correct answer was Jupiter.
Yay! Oh,
rubbish.
So you would have got it wrong anyway.
Hey, Andy, you got one.
Whee!
Pluto, Natalie.
Okay, the last question. Who won Olympic 100-metre gold for Britain in 1992? Chris?
Daley Thompson.
Dom?
Why, what are you 92? Laughing at, Crooks? What are you laughing at?
No.
Daley Thompson.
Choking.
Give 82, me. Maybe.
Linford Christie.
Garth. Oh.
Linford Christie.
Dave? Yeah.
Linford Christie.
Andy?
Linford Christie.
Natalie?
Linford Christie.
The correct answer was Linford Christie.
Yay!
Right, anybody...
Are you sure it wasn't Daley Thompson?
No, that would have been... He didn't do the 100 metres, he did the decathlon.
Yeah, but yeah, you're running that. I don't know.
You do? Right, okay, anybody get five?
Yes, me.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you never.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Check. I did.
Oh, but you... Baldy get.
Dom was standing next to me, so we probably copied.
No, I didn't. I don't cheat. I'm not like that. I'm not cheating. Person.
Okay, anybody get four?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done,
Natalie. One for the girls again.
And Garth, did you get four?
Got four.
Natalie, you and Garth Crooks got four each.
Fantastic.
Anybody got three?
Yeah, me.
Two.
Yeah.
Andy.
Me and Thicko Andy. Two each.
Excellent. More pub quiz next week.
Thank you, Andy. You were rubbish.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you, Natalie. Well done.
Thank you.
Enjoy making your snowman with Millie and Chloe.
I will.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
How can Dominic get 5 out of 5?
He never got 5.
It's skill. I didn't cheat at all. It's skill.
Ace and tops.
Skill and technology.
What?
Oh, sorry, I used to say that at school. Did you not say that?
Skill and technology.
You were a geek at school, weren't you?
No, I wasn't at all.
I thought you were, yeah, well.
I was very popular.
Do you remember your school days when you used to walk around the playground on your own?
No, I don't remember that.
Geek.
That's not true.
You know, you'd set up a class, you know, like a computer club or something. Computers probably weren't out when you were at school.
You don't know me at all, do you?
When all the kids were saying radical, cool and wicked, you were going, technology.
I was saying skill and technology, Dave. It was cool.
Weirdo.
Yeah, whatever.
I dropped CDT. Guy, let's crack on.
So listen, there's this brand new rugby thing that they brought out called the Six Nations, right? And we've got tickets to give away.
Wow.
I know. We have two sets of tickets. We're going to do Scotland, Italy, and then we're going to do Ireland versus England. Obviously, you know that the England game is in Dublin, so you need to get your ass over to Dublin. You can pay for that, and we'll give you the ticket. Right, we're meeting in the middle. Kind of.
Are we doing a deal, or are we doing a deal?
Yeah, kind of. We'll tell you how to win those tickets in just a bit. Let's get some news from Dominic first. It's 8:32. Radio 1. Beat 1
will travel, Dominic Byrne. It's now exactly 8:37.
I'm going to play another one of Garth Crooks's records. Right, I've got one. It's obviously, you know, in the days when you were a singer. I like this one. This is great. There's some Garth Crooks.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights.
He's too slow.
Rap and country doesn't really work, does it, really?
Yeah. Country doesn't work, full stop.
Or Western.
I hate country music.
I like country music.
I hate country music. Hate it.
What about Boxcar Willie?
All crap.
What about Hey Dixie?
So get in his boxcar and bugger off. I hate country music.
Hey, you liked Hey Dixie yesterday.
That's not country music, though. Well, that's yeehaw music.
That's bluegrass.
It's just, do you know what I mean? My dad sings this at karaoke in the pub.
Kenny Rogers, though?
Does he? I don't know. Anyway,
if tomorrow never comes,
oh yes,
we'll know how much I love you.
Yeehaw! Meet my wife and my sister.
Here she is.
Ding!
To show us every day.
He sings as well, your dad, doesn't
hey,
he?
Hey, he does actually. Yeah. Give him all around, run him bare.
If my time on earth were
I wish it was. Anyway, there you go. That's, of course, Garth Brooks.
Very good, though.
And you are Garth Crooks. You probably sing as well.
Kenny Rogers. It's very...
you've tickled...
The oldest gang of the world, Garth.
You've tickled Garth.
Come on, son.
Not literally, that'd be wrong.
No, you haven't actually tickled Garth.
What about you?
Very good.
What, you touching up Ray Stubbs the other day.
I wasn't touching him at all.
Yes, you were.
Your hand on his knee.
I didn't touch the man, I shook his hand.
You were touching him. And you're lucky that for some reason that clip of you has been taken off the jingle machine.
Just as
well. Everything is that I need today to play. Anyway, so there you go. We've got Lenny Henry doing OK, which we haven't played since. You can play that if you want. Do you remember that? That was brilliant. Anyway, right, let me find some music that might be appropriate to the next thing that I'm going to do. Right, let's try this. Here we go. I just need to pause for a second. A lot of people, by the way, are texting in saying that Bill Gates is now the second richest man in the world. It's the fellow who owns IKEA.
The Sultan of Brunei.
No, it's the IKEA man has taken him over, apparently.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter because it depends on what's on the answer
sheet. Well, no, that's true. Well, actually, no, it is true. Rob DJ's answers are not necessarily anything to do with reality, as I said before.
I beg to differ because I think that we should be going with what is fact.
No, well, Sultan of Brunei isn't anyway, Dave, is he?
Yeah, but it's not Bill Gates either, you know, so technically you would have got 4 out of 5, thus bringing you closer to my cumulative score of 3.
Lisa from Belfast says, I love Garth Brooks, Chris, you're so narrow-minded. I'm not narrow-minded, I'm just not deaf, love. Listen.
Is this world without me?
Well, let me.
Is the love I gave?
Shut up. Go and sing another song about your wife leaving you for your brother-in-law or something. I was looking at the cup on the table. It hadn't moved. Was it half full? Was it half empty? I don't know, so I slept with a girl in a barn.
That's country music taken care of, then.
I'm not narrow-minded. That's going to be one of your best quotes ever. I'm not narrow-minded.
And here's the proof.
Right, I don't have any rugby music, so I'm playing this instead. However, I'm going to talk to you about the rugby. Six Nations coming up then. And we have tickets to give away. So if you're a Scotland fan or an England fan, we will send you to Scotland versus Italy. Well, it's then you got to make your own way there. You know, we'll give you the ticket.
Give you a list of hotels or something.
Well, I don't think we even do that.
Do we not?
Give me the tickets. If you would like to go to Scotland versus Italy, you need to text the word Scotland, followed by your name, send it to 81199. So Scotland, then your name, 81199. Alternatively, if you fancy going over to Dublin with your mate, it's Ireland versus England. So if you want to go and see that, text the word England and then your name to 81199. That's England, space, then your name, so 81199. So you might type England, space, Garth Brooks, yee-haw, 81199. So if you want Scotland tickets, send to Scotland. And if you want England tickets, send England. Send it to 81199, right?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon we'll get a lot of text messages today for that. You know what I mean?
They're impossible to get hold of, those tickets, as well.
They really are impossible. Do you know what they're like?
Impossible tickets?
Like rocking horse.
That's right. Is Scotland working on the text message, Rach? Well, how come we've got loads for England and not one person has texted in for Scotland, which I refuse to believe? Oh, okay. Once again, Rachel not knowing how technology works. Too busy going out with Rui Costa. Getting herself all distracted. Oh, Rui, you're so good looking.
Well, thank you very much.
That's how he talked, you know, being Portuguese and all.
Is that like Garth Brooks?
Obrigado.
Oh, you're so funny. It's like a whole new language, isn't it, Portuguese? What's Portuguese for umbongo? Do you have umbongo over here?
What is umbongo? I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's great! It's like... Do you remember Quattro they used to get? It's like that, but it's not fizzy.
It's like Fergus's punch, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I say Garth looks very, very scared.
Confused? Not scared, confused.
Confused is fair enough.
Confused is fine, that's not a problem. You know, scared we'd have a problem, confused is great. I can bring you some umbongo over to Portugal next time I come over, Rui.
Well, thank you, Wizard would be great.
Do you like Garth Brooks?
No, I hate country music!
Good morning, everybody. It's time to go to work. You probably hate your job and think your boss is a big bird. Just listen to our show. We'll put you in a happy place and send you off to work with a big smile upon your face.
I'm a lame, I'm on, I'm a lame.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
8:44. Already.
Good morning!
My wife left me.
Come together all over the world, from the hood to Japan, Harajuku girls. What? It's all love.
Hey, guess what, everyone? It's been alright. Balls up. And we're going to blame it on Garth Crooks, right? We're going to blame it on him. Not actually anything to do with him, but it makes us feel better. Here's how it works, right? Just to kind of bore you, because we on the text number, Radio 1's text number is 81199. So, if you ask people to text in for something, if many people text in, it all comes in at the same time. Sometimes it kind of jams up and blah blah blah, and sometimes, and you get on a computer screen the list of all the text messages, the phone number it comes from, what their message is, when it was sent, that kind of thing. So when you're doing a ticket giveaway. You say, if you want a ticket for the England game, Ireland versus England, if you want to go, text the word England to this number. And if you want something, I'll text the word, you know, start your message with that. And what the computer does is it goes, oh, that starts with England. Right, I'll put that in the England file. So you click a button, and then only the text messages that have come in for the rugby tickets appear on the screen. Brilliant.
It's like a keyword to sort it all out.
Unless you put the word Scotland in, and as we've just found out after we've done this link... The text messages don't come through to us. They go through to the studio in Scotland for some reason. And that doesn't help us because we're in London. So I apologise massively. But if you would like to go to the Scotland game, if you've already texted, you've got to text again.
Sorry about this.
And this is how it's going to work, right? Because it's Scotland versus Italy, we now want you to text the word Italy to 81199 if you're a Scottish rugby fan and want to go. Hello?
And all our text messages will end up in Rome.
No, we don't have a studio in Rome. We'll be all right. It's not a problem. So if you want to go to the Scotland game, Scotland versus Italy, which is Saturday at Murrayfield, text the word Italy and then your name to 81199. Don't put Scotland because we won't see it because of somebody being an idiot. So 81199, if you want tickets for Scotland, start your message with the word Italy. I'm just so confused. and then put your name, right?
That's it. Italy and what you're called.
Italy, your name, send it to 81199. Okay? Thank you. See, already, look at that. People have got it. That's we're fine.
Once again, apologies for the cock-up.
The thing is, we're talking to rugby fans. So rugby fans are intelligent people. You know?
Mm.
I know that, you know, they have rugby has a bad image, but it's not. It's a gentleman's game. You know, and all rugby fans are very sensible, intelligent people. There you go.
That's what we say.
It's free tickets for me, sorted. Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely. Yeah, you corporate hospitality. You a big rugby fan, Chris? I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm really... How many goals have we scored so far? Pardon? What? Alan, have you just broken the studio?
Oh.
What's that?
Sorry.
You just walked in and take a lump out of the wall.
It came off.
It's never done that before.
It was me. I did it earlier, but don't tell him. Alan, seriously? Have you just broken that?
Well, it just came off.
In your hand?
Sorry, Joe.
How many times have you used that as an excuse? Right, fine. So, if you text for the England tickets, that's worked, apparently. That's all right. But Scotland, you need to write the word Italy, then your name, and send it to 81199. Right?
Lovely.
Thank you very much. We should really get some rugby music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Wimbledon theme tune to give away Six Nations tickets. Right, I'm going to ring somebody up and give away a pair of tickets for Ireland versus England in Dublin, which is nice, on Sunday. Get a cheap flight or something, you can get the ferry if you really have to. Mm. You'll get there, you know what I mean? Set off on a Friday, make a weekend out of it. Right.
Can I say when?
Yeah.
When?
Okay, all right, cool. So this is for England. What should they answer the phone with?
I would like to go to the rugby, please.
Okay, all right. Da, 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 da. Sorry, mate, remembered, I got Manny's phone number last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Tell you about that in a minute.
I would like to go to the rugby, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, I think I've got the wrong number.
Oh!
Hello, Mandy!
Hello, Chris!
How are you?
Oh, I'm as excited as an excited thing.
No, that's good. I wondered what you were going to say then. Would you like to go to the game on Sunday?
I would love to go to the game on Sunday.
All right, well, you can go to see Ireland versus England.
Hooray!
Who will you bring?
I'll have to take my husband.
All right, okay. What's his name?
Steve,
all right.
Yep.
Whereabouts are you?
We're actually at Alley of Old Grove in Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay. Well, that's handy.
Yeah, you can drive down.
That's very handy.
Do you know what I mean? Thank God for that.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, you're going to the game on Sunday. Have a great time.
I'm going to do my best.
Hey! No worries. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
She sounded nice, didn't she?
Yeah, bless her. Right, so, good, happy, lovely. Once again, that ridiculous problem. If you want tickets for the Scotland-Italy game, you need to text the word Italy, followed by your name, to 81199, right?
When are we doing that? Are we doing that after nine?
Yeah, we're doing it in half-time.
Okay. Sure.
So you've got a couple of minutes. Listen, the game is at Murrayfield on Saturday, right? So if you can get yourself there, send us a text saying Italy, followed by your name, send it to 81199. If we call you back, you are going to Scotland-Italy for the RBS Six Nations this Saturday in Murrayfield. Right?
Rocking.
Right. So what do you text if you want the ticket, salad?
Italy, and then your name.
And send it to?
81199.
God, he's good.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
I can't believe that you voted Ella, one of our listeners.
A man's just walked into the studio and gone, shh. As if he's not going to be... Shh.
He's fixing the aircon.
Give over.
He is.
NASA scientists couldn't fix our blooming air conditioning unit at the moment.
Hey, do you know, it feels cooler already.
Does it?
Yeah.
Just open the door, that's why.
Well, there's a draft.
It's just stood behind you going... What's all he doing? Right, Italy, then your name. Send it to 81199 if you want Scotland tickets. Right, Dave, how do you get to today's tedious from yesterday's Hayseed Dixie and the Ace of Spades?
Hayseed Dixie are from America, as is Britney Spears. Britney Spears has a husband called Kevin. Kevin Campbell now plays for West Brom, who last night drew 0-0 with Southampton. Southampton is a home city of Craig David. Craig David shares the same Christian name as Craig Charles. Craig Charles used to be in Red Dwarf. The plural of dwarf is dwarfs, which you'd obviously associate with Snow White. Snow White shares the same surname as Jimmy White, who was apparently changed his name to James Brown
time as a result of a corporate deal to promote brown sauce. Brown sauce comes in a bottle, as does wine. Wine is made from grapes. Grapes are a good gift for sick people in hospital. Hospital is somewhere that has priority parking for ambulances. Ambulances have the word ambulance written backwards on the front of their vehicle so that it can be read through the rear view mirror. A mirror is something you'd find in a gym or dance studio, and a gym or dance studio is a sort of place where you do an aerobics or step class, where a lycra-clad instructor will be encouraging you to step it up, which links us to this morning's TD Sync track. It is Step It Up by the Stereo MCs.
What's it called again?
Step It Up.
Yeah. I've never heard that great record sound so uncool when you say
Step It Up.
Yeah, lovely. Stop it now. Great record. Here we go. Nice and loud. Stereophonics of radio. What? Stereophonics?
Stereo MCs.
And Step It Up. Good track. And from one of those real memorable bands. Seamless Link?
Almost.
Right, what's your problem with
A couple of little quibbles.
Quibbles?
Yeah, one is to do with...
Brain bogglers?
Grapes aren't a good gift if the person in hospital is diabetic, because obviously they contain a lot of natural sugar.
Ooh, big grapes!
The other one is to do with the fact that White isn't Snow White's surname.
What is her surname then?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'd go with White.
Yeah, so like Jimmy White. And probably the biggest one is to do with the fact that I said that ambulance is written backwards on the front of ambulances so that it can be read in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
However, that is not technically correct because it's not written backwards, it's actually a mirror image, which is slightly different.
Yeah, you are right, it's
because
true.
If you wrote it backwards,
yes,
all you would have...
You'd see it in the mirror image backwards.
Yeah, and you'd have the word eknalubum or something, right?
What? Doesn't matter, I've got you.
Okay, whereas it's actually a mirror image. It's a slight technicality, but I was almost there. Other than that, it's pretty much waterproof.
Oh, well, of course. Seamless.
Yeah, almost.
It's 9:05, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Echo just gone forever.
It does, doesn't it?
Sorry about that. I didn't start the music on.
I know,
which means it was an extra long ramble.
So suddenly, I'm halfway through. You start the music, and I've got no breath left.
Miracle. Right, so we ring somebody back for the rugby. All right, okay. What do they have to say?
They have to say, "I too would like to go to the rugby."
Tell me when.
That one.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Answer the phone, please, with "I too." Would like to go to the rugby.
It'd be funny if the answer was, Dave too would like to go to the rugby. No. I too. This is for Scotland versus Italy. At Murrayfield. I've never been to Murrayfield.
Yes, you have. Watch Robbie Williams at Murrayfield.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Fantastic stadium.
I've never seen rugby there, though. I've seen Robbie there.
They're not ringing up for Robbie tickets. Well, if they are, they'll be disappointed.
I too would like to go to the rugby.
Well, you can go, my friend. Hooray! What's your name?
Billy from Glasgow.
From Glasgow, mate. You are off to Murrayfield then at the weekend to see Scotland beat Italy.
Come on, yes, that's up.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Thanks very much, Chris. Bye. Bye.
Another happy person.
There you go, rocking. Short and sweet, lovely. Yeah, I forgot, actually, that's where we saw Robbie Williams.
Yep.
That's when we went out with your mate.
Graham.
For a few beers. Good God. There's nothing so funny or bad on this time, as a real true stereotype. Let's go see Dave's friend in Scotland, who likes a drink. Good God. Chris, you want a drink? I'll have a lager. Tenants. Yeah, you've got anything weaker? Have that, you'll be all right. Hey, cheers, well done. Glug, glug, sip, sip. So how was the flight up here? Yeah, it was all right. I don't really like flying, but, you know, but we, you know, don't know. Oh, it'll be a great night. Do you want another one? What? I've taken a sip. I'll get you another one in. Unbelievable.
They were going down well that night,
weren't
they?
Speed drinking.
Yeah.
You know, he'd give you his beer, he'd go back and pay the woman, he'd turn around, cheers, do you want another one? You've just got him! I can't, slow down! So I enjoyed watching four Robbie Williamses bounce around the stage. I'm like that, closing one eye and going, look, closing another. There's four of them on stage. And then we went out afterwards.
Yeah, we did. I forgot about that night.
We're staying in a very, very posh hotel. And I've got to be honest, sick in a bathroom.
Were you?
Oh, man. I got hiccups. Do you remember? I couldn't stop. My hiccups really, really badly. And for like half an hour, I couldn't get rid of them. Did everything. Now, do you not remember? I was upside down drinking water and everything.
You were upside down?
Whatever you meant to do.
Don't remember
you meant to drink a glass of water upside down.
I find the best cure for hiccups is to burp.
Now, do you know what else?
You know, it's not very nice. Sorry, Mum.
There's another cure for hiccups, which our friend Ellen James prescribed.
Ellen.
I said Alan.
You said Ellen.
Said Alan. Anyway, it involves putting a biro in your mouth.
Yeah,
what?
No, honestly.
You know, James, he was talking
about
this.
Well, it's Alan. I mean, and Alan's got no medical training whatsoever.
Give over.
Honestly.
So maybe don't try it at home.
But actually, it works, you know, statistically.
With the lid on, right, put the lid on and put the middle of the biro in your mouth, away from the end of ink leakage.
Okay.
And I think it also involves drinking something through and... I don't know how this works.
But take that out of your mouth.
I'm demonstrating though, you
see. Right.
Yeah, and I think you drink through something like that, but it does work.
Yeah. Again, I'm on Rachel's side. I wouldn't advise you do this.
It's all to do with concentration, isn't
it? Yeah, it's deflecting the mind from hiccup thoughts or something.
You know nothing. I watched, listen, years ago on Whack-A-Day, right, with Timmy Mallett, they used to do Funny Peculiar. I saw a feature like that. And they'd tell you these weird facts. And I remember Timmy saying that if you've got hiccups, the best thing is to do is to hold your breath. Because it's trapped air.
Mm.
So if you hold your breath, that air has to escape. And then, hence, the hiccups disappear. Now, you know, are you going to believe? Your mate Alan James or Timmy Mallett?
I thought that it was a spasm of the diaphragm.
Eep, bonk.
What are you laughing at, Rachel? Just
you,
because...
talking so well. I think you may be kind of right there, but...
You've been talking rubbish.
You're talking rollocks.
Talking rollocks when I talk it serious.
It's serious talk from Serious Dave, all right?
It's a new feature.
Serious talk. Yeah, he's doing a pilot for Five Live.
Mm.
Right. With me, we have Prime Minister Tony Blair, we have the leader of the Conservative Party, and we've got the Agricultural Minister for, you know, Zimbabwe. Enough of politics. What do you think of these carpets? You're going to bring a new slant to Five Live News.
I think it's good. Make it more wide-ranging.
So, you went around the world on a boat on your own. Mm, brilliant. Can I have your football predictions, though, for the weekend, love?
I like it.
Thanks.
We could do grown-up radio, you know, Rachel.
Dave and I were meant to have an important meeting today, but Aisha told me you can't make it.
Can't make it.
What are you doing?
I've got to clear a flat. I've got to do shuttle runs back and forth to the dump.
Am I going to get shelled?
You're still working for the bailiffs again?
No, I'll talk to you afterwards.
Oh, no.
No, it's gone.
Oh.
Can I have any? Is there anything I can have? Is there no wardrobes, is there?
There is, but it's seen better days, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Those shelves, you promised me, have gone.
I know. Don't talk about this on the air.
Really?
I'll talk to you afterwards.
Did you break them?
No, I didn't break them.
You sold them?
My cousin Ross has got them.
How come Ross has got Rachel's shelves?
You're putting your family before me.
Rachel bagged the shelves?
I know she bags the shelves.
Well, hang on, who's got more call to these shelves? Your cousin or Rachel?
Well, technically Rachel, because she did bagsy them first, but...
Get them back?
I didn't get... he's got them now. He's got
ring him.
He's got stuff on them.
Isn't he going anyway?
I'm really upset about that.
No.
Ross is loaded. Rachel can't afford shelves. Ross, if you listen, we want them back.
I was hoping you might have forgotten about that, actually.
No, I was thinking the other day about where to put
She hasn't even got a sofa. She can't sit on anything. She
has got a sofa. She went out and bought a sofa.
It's not been delivered yet.
She can't sit on it.
Let's ring Ross now.
No, he's away. He's abroad.
Let's ring on his mobile.
He's abroad.
His mobile will work. I've got his number. Shall we call him?
No.
No, he's away.
Let's call his sister. She might nick him. No, he hasn't brought the shelves with him.
The shelves are in his flat. You can't get them back. Granted, this is technically this is all my fault entirely.
Well, let's ring Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave will have the keys. He can go in the flat, take the shelves out, bring them down to Rachel. An excuse for a few pints in the pub. Yeah. Everybody's happy. Granted, by Ross, but he can buy his own bloody shelves.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, it is my cock up, for which I apologise, Rachel, because I didn't manage to get the shelves
round
to you in time.
Right. Anyway,
but you know you can get them actually from a well.
You're listening to Radio One. It's Shelf Day.
You can get them from a well-known Swedish self-assembly furniture.
If you've got a story about shelves, why don't you text it to Radio 1 and start your message with the word shelf?
Rach hasn't got a car, Dave.
Huh?
So I can't go and get them because you...
How poor are you, Rachel? Seriously, how poor are you?
No sofa, no car, what do you do?
Do you know what we're going to do, Rach?
Go out and have fun.
Let's do Harvest Festival for Rachel, but with appliances for the home. So
yeah.
Instead of bringing in tins of food,
like
just bring in like,
dishwasher
you know,
and
yeah.
stuff.
A plasma TV.
I've got some nail clippers, right, and some spare batteries.
There you go.
She's got nothing in her
place. The next thing is my stereo. I've borrowed one at the moment.
No, listen, I might be able to...
Give your kids to radio, if you want.
I've got one of those.
Rachel, in all honesty, I might have a stereo for you today.
Yeah, and that's unless his cousin Ross gets
no,
it first.
No, it's still available. I can let you have it at cost.
I think you should let him have it for free because you promised the shelves and Ross got them.
All right, I'll give you the stereo then.
I don't want it.
Honestly, I've got to shift everything out of this flat today. I need someone to put
it. That sounds really good.
Send us a message with the word shelf to 81199.
Should we open the line?
What?
I have a special guest on line one.
Who?
For you, on the phone.
Who?
You know you're talking about hiccups.
Yeah,
I was not. Dr. Mark Hamilton is on line one, ready
Dr.
to talk.
Dr. Mark Hamilton.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So listen, where are these bloody shelves? No, I'm sorry. We were talking about hiccups.
Yes, so I heard.
And the best way to get rid of hiccups and what causes hiccups?
What causes hiccups? Dave wasn't far wrong. He said it's spasm of the diaphragm. It's the nerve that supplies the diaphragm just gets, well, excited, for want of a better
word.
See,
Rachel.
So that's sort of what it is, and how to get rid of them. Well, there's all those different ways that you were describing. It tries to settle down the diaphragm, so that's generally what you do. And the best way I find is just to slowly breathe, deep breathing, and that just settles down that excitement. That's it. In and out.
Hey, you do that as well.
So were we nearly right with the stick of Byron?
Well, that kind of focuses your breathing, so it's lots of different old wives' tales that people pick up, and they find whatever works for them, but that technique works for me.
Well, I'm pleased that medically we're pretty much spot on.
Yeah, well, you know, I would phone up and correct you if you were far off the mark.
Mm. Right, okay. Cool. Anyway, Mark, brilliant. Thank you for phoning up and helping us with that.
I didn't phone.
Well, yes, you did.
I was listening quite happily to your debate. And then the phone interrupts me. I'm listening to the radio on the phone,
okay,
and
cool.
It gets interrupted. So, I'm happy to go back to listening.
I kept meaning to ask you when you used to come into the show. When you're coming in every week doing the weigh-in for the detox.
Yeah.
You work in an A&E department, don't you? You are a genuine doctor.
That's where I was walking to. Yes.
Okay.
I'm slightly late now. Yeah.
Can you nick me a wheelchair?
No, I've got some crutches at home you can have.
No, I just fancy a wheelchair. You know, because it's snowing now. I just reckon it'd be really, you know, for sledging. It'd be really cool to go down in a wheelchair. Mm.
And then at night you can play being Lou and Andy.
Brilliant!
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Yeah.
You could also do it in a shopping trolley though. It only costs you a pound.
No, and that's dangerous. And then Dr. Mark will have to work later because people are going in with their injuries.
Keeps him busy. Keeps him out of the booth.
Hey. Keeps him in a job, Rachel. If there were no sick people, he'd have nothing to do.
Big or clever.
Right. Thank you very much, Dr. Mark.
Pleasure. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is getting like blooming talk radio this morning.
I know, let's play some music.
Can I just tell you very quickly, I was going to do a big setup, but I'll do this story in 10 seconds. Joe Wiley gave me a late birthday present today. You're not allowed to ask any questions after the punchline. You can add Joe about it when she starts the show at 10. Text Joe or ring Joe and ask her to tell the story. She gave me a very late birthday present today, and it really brought a tear to my eye, and that's all I'm prepared to say. So if you want to know what it was, you need to ask Joe Wiley from 10.
I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. And today you can win a box set of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air signed by the bloke who played Jeffrey the Butler.
He was miserable, apparently.
Yeah.
Right, the number again?
08700 100 100.
Longman has texted into the show, Dominic.
Is he all right?
Yeah, let me be your sport reader. I want to sit next to Dominic. He is dreamy.
Thanks, Longman. May you carry on doing chicken royale sandwiches.
So I'm trying to get him copped off with Sarah from Girls Aloud. Meanwhile, he's flirting with you. Not going to work, is it? That's Mario and Let Me Love You.
Mm.
No. You're all right, thanks. Joe Wally's here at 10. Ask her what belated birthday present she gave me this morning.
What did you say? It made your eyes water?
Well, yeah, if you want. It brought a tear to my eye is what I said, but okay, you can say it made my eyes water if you want. And before you ask, no, wasn't opal fruits, all right?
Two, okay. Three.
They were made to make your mouth water.
Starburst. They're not cool, yeah. Starburst. I hate it when they do that.
I'm being retro, Dave, down with the kids.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh. Move.
If I get that kiss, my heart forsaking me.
Moo. Rachel says she's right. It's crying out for parody.
Mm.
Moo.
Big black cow.
Moo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, lovely.
Is that
woo.
You?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Aled. Woo woo.
Woo woo, yeah.
Katie Tunstall tips. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. I played the wrong version. I meant to play the longer one. Better.
Get ready for the final sport news this morning, read by ex-legend Garth Crooks.
He's still a legend.
He's not. He used to be,
but after this year.
Not anymore. Yeah. Sugar Babes and Usher coming up next after we get news and sport with Dominic and ex-legend. It's just gone 9:30.
The Queen won't see Prince Charles tie the knot, and in sport, it's the clash of the Titans in the Champions League. Just gone 9:34.
Garth Crooks. Ex-legend.
Thank you, so far. Thank you.
Still legend. Legend.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what. Apart from that moment when Ailey dropped off halfway through the show and you screamed at me.
Halfway through
and I
half time,
my chair.
He's sitting opposite in the other studio and I'm looking at him and his eyes just slowly closed.
We were having an intellectual conversation about hiccups and shopping trolleys.
Shelves.
He was the doctor.
Yeah.
Had that effect on me.
Really? Dr. Yeah. Mark?
Yeah.
It's his bedside manner.
Yeah, but it's been great fun, I have to say. It's really
well, we've
good.
Enjoyed having
here
you here,
Garth.
Thank you.
Here on Radio 1.
Good. It's been, you've been very
the nation's
good.
Number one radio station. It's great.
Mm.
But, you know, see, who will be better than Garth Crooks?
I tell you what, you'll have problems with Reedy tomorrow.
Well, this is it. Peter Reed's in tomorrow.
Oof.
And
as for Laro.
Cool. Mark Lawrenson. All he'll do for 3 hours is just have a go at me. That's all he'll do. He's like Lily Savage.
What do you know, Chris? Shut your face, there and there. I'm Mark Lawrenson, there and there.
Be good radio.
He's an ex-legend as well.
Yeah, very ex. Ex-ex.
But Breedy tomorrow will be good. He's a ledge.
Yep.
Mm,
top man.
Yeah.
He got out of clubs, hasn't he, Reedy?
What?
Ran out of clubs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's been everywhere. There's nowhere else for him to go.
Any tips for dealing with Peter Reed tomorrow, Garth?
Any tips? Talk slowly.
Lock the booze up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Keep the key to the booze cupboard in your pocket.
And don't tell him we're not paying him.
Does he think he's getting paid?
Probably.
Rachel.
Payment? No one mentioned payment to me.
I know, there's
have an Easter egg, Garth.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
He doesn't like chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't have an Easter egg then. Stuff
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think I'd rather have the Easter egg, to be perfectly honest. So what are you doing for the rest of the day then, Garth?
I shall go see my mate Stubbsy, have a bit of lunch.
Oh, and then really?
Yes, a bit of lunch.
You're having lunch with Stubbsy? By the way, bad news for you, you'll be paying.
I know. God, oh, you've noticed that as well?
Oh, no, I've got his cash card.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
He left it?
He left it last night in
you're
the pub.
You're joking.
If you're listening, Ray, by the way, I've got it for you, it's all safe, I'll ring it after the show. Yeah, no, you will, really.
Oh, let's give away Ray Stubbs'
yeah,
credit card.
Right.
I've got his switch card upstairs in my wallet.
In actual fact, I'll order lunch, offer to pay, and use his credit card.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's brilliant.
I'll do that, yeah.
Are you sure about this, Garth? Yeah. Not a problem, honestly, on me.
Me to me.
Do you want another bottle of Cristal? Not a problem. Hey, I tell you, Garth, you've ordered a lot of champagne that you haven't even touched. Well, I'm like that, aren't I? Check, please. Brilliant. Hey, I've got one of them cards. I lost mine, actually. Did you? Well, that's a lot. You find this, please, Mr. Stubbs? Hey? Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Dominic, how would you rate him out of 10 today?
I'd give him a good 8 or 9 out of 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many would you give him out of 10, Dave?
8.
Really?
Also.
How many would you give him out of 2, Rachel?
Two.
Oh, no, rubbish.
Cow, I give him one.
What did you give Dave? Well, hey!
Gone, Rage. I should have guessed.
What do you think of that, Lenny Henry?
Was
that your Lenny Henry?
Wahey!
What do you think of that, Lenny Henry? Wahey! I'm Lenny Henry. And don't you did impressions.
No. That was brilliant.
What's that? I don't think you should start now.
Hello.
What? Who was that? Was that you? Was that you?
No,
it wasn't me.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't.
It was you.
Hello, yeah.
There you go.
That's brilliant.
Wow.
Can you do Ronnie Corbett as well? Hey, no, because Dominic can.
No,
right? Watch.
Hang on. You've got to do the...
No. Oh, no. Have a go.
Go on.
Oh, no. No, oh, no.
That's rubbish.
Thank God we're not paying you. let's see your Little Britain voice again.
Hello, yeah. Yeah, hello.
It's not bad. It's good, that. It's not bad. It's better than your Corbett, Dom.
Well, yeah, I'd probably bow to that, actually.
Arno.
We should get our own show, Garth.
Yeah, we should.
News and sport impressions.
Yeah, Channel 5 will be ringing you up. You can fill in for John Barnes when he's on holiday.
When I go... That was tragic, sorry.
It is a bit too much echo, don't you think? Don't you think, Dave?
Bit heavy. Dave in a cave.
Hello.
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 You're right.
Yeah.
Right, Garth Crooks has gone. He didn't even want to hang around, did he? You upset him.
He's going to the dentist.
Is he?
Yep.
Is he?
Mm.
You never told us that. You want to crunch a little bit louder, Rachel, you pig? Have you not stopped eating this morning? What the hell is wrong with you?
Can't stop eating.
You got worms?
She's now eating crisps. We got sent some Easter eggs. She opened them. She's got a cake sitting over there.
It could be worms, you know.
33% less total fat, though.
You're not supposed to eat three packets of them.
Yeah, how about no percent total fat? Stop eating them.
No.
9:45 in the morning, you're on a bag of crisps after eating chocolate and cake.
I've been up for hours.
And you had breakfast. What did you have for breakfast?
Bacon sandwich.
Unbelievable. Detox is over. Just stop. Give me them crisps.
No.
Give me them crisps.
No.
Stop eating them, you pig! Give me them here. Give me them here. Okay. So hard.
You're such a bully.
In the bin.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I've still got another pack over there.
Just sit on them.
Okay.
Go on.
Don't actually sit on them.
Just sit on them, yeah. You ready? Here we go. No, sit on them. Oh. Put them on the...
It'll make a mess.
There's a couch behind. Is everybody insane today?
I don't want to get it dirty. I've sat on them.
See, that's unsavoury, because I would have had those later, but now...
See, now you won't.
I won't now.
Because they'll smell of, you know, smoky bacon and Josh's bum.
Dom, I've got a chocolate cake here if you want some.
No,
I'm all right, actually. I'll have some later, though.
You're listening to... Did you not realise we're actually on the air live FM? I'm hungry! Disgrace. I need 1 hour and 12 minutes, I can go to the pub. Proper food, a proper pub grub.
Scampi and stuff.
Okay, there's a pub around the corner for Radio 1, Thai food. It's brilliant. You have a pad Thai with a pint of Tetley's. Brilliant.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. There you go. That's the echo for you.
That's good.
Isn't it? Still going.
It's brilliant.
Still working.
Anyway.
Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning.
You all right today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to hear.
Go anywhere nice last night?
Yeah, we went to the pub and we met a couple of famous people. We met a legend, you know. You've
Heard of Manny from the Stone Roses?
No.
Right, okay, well, we met him.
Oh.
Right, okay, he's now plays for Primal Scream.
Okay.
Don't worry, you've never actually... You've never actually heard of him, have you? Right, fine, that's okay. And Dominic Byrne was there last night.
What a numpty.
Yeah.
Cheers, Roy.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Allard couldn't be bothered to turn up.
He irritates me.
Who does?
Allard.
Right. Oh, really? Were you there last night then, Roy?
No.
Well, then.
Well, then what?
Shows your support, doesn't it?
Who do you think you're talking to?
You?
Idiots.
Okay.
That'll learn you.
Yeah.
You could have gone to the movie premiere with Allard last night.
I'd rather not.
Well, okay, then. All right, fair enough. Let's get on with it, then, shall we?
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Kerry and I'm from Hamilton.
Hey! Hello, Kerry.
Hi.
Yeah, very good. Are you very well this morning?
I've got a cold.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to get something hot inside you. You need, you know, get like a hot drink, like a cup of tea.
Right, okay,
Yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Just some kind of fisherman's friend.
Okay.
Right, okay. Just, okay. You know, one of those things. What do you do, Kerry?
I'm a receptionist in a hotel.
What's the hotel called?
It's called the Shawlands Hotel.
Oh, I love it there. I copped off with a receptionist there once called Kerry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah!
Oh!
Well, I was, you know, I had a... I looked a lot different then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like long hair and a tash.
Orthopedic shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. Called myself,
Philippe.
Claudio.
Claudio.
Philippe Claudio.
I remember you now.
That's right. Hey, what a moment that was.
What a moment.
Sorry, minute, I meant to say. Anyway, what are you driving, Kerry?
I'm driving a silver Volkswagen Polo.
Mmm, nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it then.
Oh,
hey, what do you think of that?
It's a nice horn.
Isn't it?
It is a nice horn. Yeah.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's David from Grimsby.
Hooray! You're from where?
Grimsby.
I know, you just broke up there, sorry, so we needed to say it properly.
Oh, sorry, mate.
That's all right.
Where's that?
Where's that? It's on the beautiful East Coast.
Oh, sorry.
I say, that Grimsby's a lovely area.
It is, gorgeous. Yeah,
lovely smell of fish around there, I was fine.
Hey, yeah. Can't beat a bit of fish.
Yeah, that's because that's where they do it.
I know.
You know, they do a lot of fishing there,
Grimsby Dave. Fish docks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other... Right. What do you do, Dave?
I'm not working at the minute, mate.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
No, well...
Are you a job seeker, Dave?
Not really, no.
No, are you supposed to tell the, the social you're a job seeker, though, aren't you?
Oh, I'm actually, I'm a championship manager, I'd say.
Right, you're set all day playing on your Xbox?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty nice. what have you got? Have you got an Xbox or a PS2?
I've got a PC, actually.
Right, okay. I knew you was a gamer somewhere. Seriously, you need to get yourself Star Wars Battlefront. Brilliant. Stormtrooper, a go-go.
Oh, I'm not outside, mate.
Yeah. Well, what are you driving?
Ford car.
Nice wheels. And let's see your horn then. What do you think, Roy?
That horn is rubbish.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Right, you ready, Dave?
Yes, mate.
Ready, Kerry?
Yes.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, here we go. Eyes down, look in. Fingers on buzzers, no interfering. Are you ready? Mr. Fish is visiting our local beauticians. They specialise in beauty therapy and skincare. She's asking how deep beneath the skin... Oh, I wonder if these people were listening 3 months ago when we did this one. I'd say that was Dave.
It was Kelly!
Oh,
it was me! Come
hang on, hang on. Dave, let me hear your horn again. It was Kerry, actually.
It was me, man!
Shoot your face.
It was me!
Kerry, what do you say?
Beauty's only skin deep.
Oh, God's sake. Beauty's on the skin deep.
You're right!
Yay! Well done. I swear that was the same one as last time.
That's a disgrace.
Dave?
Same catchphrase, right. Rewritten.
Right. But I thought the question was, how deep beneath the skin does beauty tend to be last time?
Yeah. Rewritten. Slightly.
How slightly?
A couple of lines.
Right, okay, great. Right, one to you then, Kerry.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave.
That's shocking.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? Job hunter. Gonna move on.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. and Mrs. Fish are now spending a romantic afternoon in a rowing boat on Lake Windermere. It's very quiet and peaceful. Except for another rowboat. It's full of yobbos. They're larking about nearby. And, oh, the yobbos in the other boat now, they're paddling over towards Mr. and Mrs. Fish. One of the idiots has got hold of the side of the fish's boat. Who was that?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Don't rock the boat.
You're absolutely right. That's the proper catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Get in.
All right, it's one apiece. It's all to play for. Are you ready?
Yes. Thanks,
Kerry. No wonder you can't get a job, Dave. Follow the first title in the interview. Are you looking forward to the job? Dave? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, you know, security's my business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a job working in a shop. Well, that's right. I'm serving. Right.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
That's the unemployed and country music taken care of this morning.
I'm not narrow-minded.
Hey, it says you. Do you want me to remind everyone what you said about Norwich people?
No, I love all people. You crack on, Chris.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is in his bedroom. His mum's teaching him how to make his bed. He's doing all the hospital corners, just like last time. And he's put the duvet cover on and everything. Just like last time we did this catchphrase. In fact, he's all done now, and he's made his bed. But just like last time, there seems to be a problem with Dave's lazy writing. Who got that?
Dave, that was Dave.
Yes, Dave?
Make your bed now, lie in it.
Obviously, this was a few months ago.
You're a winner.
Yes, it. Kerry.
I've embarrassed myself, Chris.
You know, I hate to say this, but you have.
I know.
You know, you've let your family down.
I know I have.
You've let me down.
I know.
More importantly, Kerry.
Uh-huh.
You've let yourself down.
I know. I'm going to have a stay
and
talk to myself.
Well, OK, if you want to do that. I'm nutter. You go and talk to yourself, then. Tell you what, though, Kerry.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Oh, every day. Right, Dave, well done.
That's all, mate. Cheers.
Oh, I tell you. So you've won a great prize. What's Dave won, Rachel?
The packet of crisps that Jocelyn sat on.
Right.
And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air box set signed by the bloke who played Jeffrey the
Butler.
Joseph Marcel.
That was it.
Dominic interviewed him the other week. We didn't even play the clips on the air because Dominic said he was a nightmare.
No, I didn't say that.
You did. You said he was a real lovey and not funny. He didn't play along whatsoever.
No way.
I was boring. That's what you told me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hi, Joseph, if you're listening.
Who's narrow-minded now?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, when it comes to actors who play butlers.
Oh, is it 9:57? It is, isn't it? 9:57. Look at that.
Dave, you still there?
Yes, mate.
Bye. Thank you very much indeed, everyone. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Joe Wiley gave me a belated birthday present this morning. When she starts her show, just text in and say, what did you give Chris earlier this morning? Hopefully she'll tell you. I want her to explain on the air her train of thought in coming to the present giving. A card would have done, but no. Joe had to go one step further. She's here in 2 minutes. United Nations and Out of Touch. What a great record. Go! Fix these jingle buttons. Keep going like this. All morning. Forget the buttons don't work.
Get the engineers over this afternoon.
Edith is on her own today at 1 o'clock, so another reason to tune into Radio 1. Scott Mills is back at 4. Joe Wiley's next. Don't forget to text her and ask her what she gave me for my birthday. Thank you. We're back tomorrow. Have a good day. Chris.
Radio 1.